What's going on, everybody? It's your pal Cinema Burrito coming at you with another episode. I told you guys I wouldn't stop recording. I wouldn't let you guys down for my negative listeners out there. I'm going to keep on going. It's a double whammy on this one again. I'm talking about James Cameron movies now again on this episode. Last episode I did after a two-year hiatus was Avatar 1 and 2 that I watched. This time I'm actually talking about his three releases, his classics, his monumental films that were just remastered on 4K. That kind of stirred up some controversy with some of the movie collecting community. And I'm talking about In Order of Appearance, if I can remember this, because I tried to record, I was testing out the microphone earlier and I said In Order of Release, and I botched up the release dates on some of these. It's going to be The Abyss, and I messed that up again. It's going to be Aliens, The Abyss, and True Lies, all got 4K treatment. This was exciting times. These movies came out on March 12th. Obviously, they all immediately sold out. I don't think the studios were anticipating this much demand for it. The hardest movie to get on Blu-ray, because it never existed, was True Lies. I had VHS release and I had the DVD release of True Lies. Only way for the longest time to get the Blu-ray version was, I believe, through a bootleg, or I think it was released in another country. I could be mistaken about that second part, but I know for a fact that somebody remastered it on Blu-ray themselves, because we never thought after 20-30 years we never thought we were going to get a 4K remaster. And sure enough, Cameron finally listened to us. He finally took a break from filming all the 30 Avatar movies and sat down and remastered these three great movies. I mean, I can't tell you how much Aliens impacted me as a kid, and I still find it superior. I don't think I find it superior than the first Alien. I think they're just two different movies, and they're just kind of hard to be like, well, the first one is better than the second one, or the second one is better than the first one. Two completely different movies, and I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. The Abyss means a lot to me because I got to watch this several times on home video, on VHS, and about... I want to say in about 2000, 2002, the timeline's a little wacky. I bought the special edition VHS version that it was a hard case that I bought. It might have been Suncoast Video, back when Suncoast Video was open. And I bought that for $20. $20 back in those times, that was a lot. But the cool thing about that release of the special edition is I got the director's cut, the almost 3-hour version, where Cameron came back, redid all the intended version he wanted us to see, and he had to cut it down for the theatrical, and we kind of got more of a fleshed out movie with all the aliens and stuff towards the end. And that's actually the version I got to see in theaters a few months ago. It was a one night only movie at AMC. Well, I went to AMC. I got to see it in the biggest theater, Dolby Atmos, Dolby Cinemas or whatever. And that was awesome. It was, those 3 hours flew by, and the special effects were kind of the precursor to, you could see that he was already leading up to Terminator 2 and Titanic, his love for water and underwater sea exploration and all that stuff. You could definitely see this in The Abyss. And of course, third one is going to be True Lies, one of my favorite 90s action flick, which has everything that a James Cameron and an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie can have. There's the action is top notch, the comedy is top notch. I mean, and the presentation is great. It's all these movies are not short movies. They're well over 2 hours. This is kind of, you don't go to a James Cameron movie to kind of see an hour and a half, you know, movie. I think the Terminator 1 was kind of his shortest movie. I could be mistaken, but, you know, because James Cameron has not done many movies. There was a big gap between Titanic and Avatar 1 and 2. So he hasn't done a lot of movies, but the movies he's done are bangers, especially his classic ones. The controversy is that James Cameron kind of went in and scrubbed out all the grain. There is no ounce of grain in these three movies, because obviously grain equals that these were shot on film. Film, there is grain on it, which a lot of people love. A lot of, you could even hear Christopher Nolan talk about how much, you know, he shoots on film. He has to shoot on film, IMAX, all that stuff. So a lot of people are out there, you know, championing on film. There's like a film resurgence, you know, shooting on film. I think Steven Spielberg still does it. Martin Scorsese, I think, still does it, but I could be mistaken. But James Cameron went in and scrubbed out. It looks, a lot of people are saying that it looks too pretty. It looks kind of like it was shot today. And if I'm being honest with you, I kind of like it the way it is now. It looks better than ever, but it all comes down to personal preference. Personal preference being people like the grain in the old ones and just stick with the Blu-ray versions that came out. Obviously, True Lies widely is only available on DVD. You could go out, order that. You could find that at your local, you know, mom and pop shops. You know, they'll be there, even the VA. Hell, I think I even ran into a Laserdisc version of True Lies out in the wild. I wish I would have picked it up. That would have been kind of a cool little collector's edition. But it was a big uproar in the movie, you know, physical media collectors groups that DNR is what it's called, digital noise reduction or removal or whatever. I think it was James Cameron kind of got out of hand on literally just, you throw in one of these movies, not a grain in sight. And apparently that's what a lot of these people like to see. And I don't blame them. Listen, if you like grain, because grain does kind of add some character to the movie, but I don't think it necessarily breaks a movie for me if it's completely removed. But I can see where these people are coming from. But the problem is, a lot of people were bashing these movies. A lot of people were telling people not to buy these movies, and I don't think that's the case. I would say have people form their own opinions on whether they should get these or not. Not for, you know, not shove it down these people's throats and be like, don't get it, do not buy this, avoid it at all costs. But I know I'm not the only one. I posted a video on Instagram showing one of the scenes in True Lies. It's everything. The transfer's fine. Just don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And kind of form your own opinion. There's plenty of video essays out there. There's plenty of videos on both sides of, you know, videos supporting it, supporting new transfers, videos not supporting new transfers. And I believe before you go out and buy it, do some homework. But I am here to tell you that I completely enjoy the new transfers, and it's looked better. It's never looked better than ever, and I am 100% happy to finally watch these in the best format possible. And I'm happy that James Cameron kind of got off his ass after so many years and got us these three classics. Again, The Abyss, Aliens, and True Lies, releases we never thought we would get, you know, 4K transfers for. I will admit that Terminator 2 Judgment Day 4K is a disaster. I think James Cameron didn't have anything to do with that, so maybe him kind of getting in that and having a re-release would be a good version. I don't know what's taking so long for Terminator 1 to be put on 4K, but I guess maybe James Cameron will, you know, deal with that when Avatar 17 comes out or something, and he'll he'll kind of go remaster those. But anyways, that's my thoughts. My thought is, if you are wanting to pick up these three classics on 4K, in my opinion, I don't think you should hesitate. Go buy these. There was a shortage for a while. It wasn't available on release day. I think it took me, I was able to pick these up about almost a little under 2 weeks after the release date, which is completely fine. Got them. I own them now, and I'm very happy I do. Go out and get them. If you love James Cameron movies, if you love cinema, and you're very curious about these transfers, I say worry not. You know, they're presented in the best format possible, or the best transfer possible. All right, I'm out of here. Until next time, this is Cinema Burrito. Keep watching movies.